would take chair's privilege just to acknowledge the fact that the CARE Coalition takes its position as a leadership coalition very seriously. We are the first coalition, Ryan White specific, established in the United States. We represent the vast majority of people living with HIV in the country. 80% of people living with HIV reside in the jurisdictions that we represent. And we know that the history of leadership of the coalition is expected, and we do not intend to let the community down. There have been many, many questions that we have been debating internally over the last, I would say, year, and we kept waiting to sort of assess whether or not the time was right to begin to engage in these conversations. And what became clear to us was that there's not going to be any right time, that the time is now to engage internally and externally in a conversation that hopefully will begin to bring about the same kind of community consensus that we've been able to develop over time with regard to Ryan White policy. We also know that the expectation that things will stay the same as they are is unreal. So we don't pretend that this is a rallying point for the status quo. At the same time, we believe that it's really important to acknowledge, as people in the AIDS advocacy community, that out of a lot of hardship and homophobia and AIDS phobia and racism and classism that we've been battling since the beginning of the epidemic, we have successfully created what is essentially a parallel healthcare system for people with HIV, a system that today, through Ryan White, provides the kind of comprehensive care that we could only hope would be available for all Americans. And I think many of us see the implementation of the Affordable Care Act as both a positive but also something that carries a lot of risk, because as we talk about access for all and we talk about essential benefits packages, what we fear is that the benefits packages that will be available for all will be less comprehensive than what people with HIV currently have access to. And so how do we ensure as advocates that that's not the case, whether that be fighting for the packages in some unique fashion for people with HIV or fighting for what people with HIV have for everyone is a question. And it becomes a challenge for all of us in the CARE Coalition. And so for those of you who are here for the first time, we ask you to join with us in this battle between now and 2019, it sounded like we were going to be battling until. And for our national colleagues who are to my left, we just want to let you know that the relationship that we've had with you over time and the bonds that we have created with you, both at a policy level and at a trust level, we continue to hold dear, and that we continue to cherish. And you have our commitment to continue to work with you collaboratively to ensure that people with HIV and people across this country have access to the kind of comprehensive care they currently have, but more importantly, that all of us deserve. And so with that, I'm going to introduce the panel. To my far left is Andrea Weddle, who is the executive director of the HIV Medicine Association. To her right is Carol Treston, executive director of AIDS Alliance for Children, Youth, and Families. Caitlin McColgan is to her right, Director of Federal Affairs, that's my old title, at the National Association of Community Health Centers. And to my immediate left is Ann Leffert. And what is your title these days, Ann?
Director of Policy and Healthcare Access.
Director of Policy and Healthcare Access, big shoes, at the National Alliance of State and Territorial AIDS Directors. And